Hello and thank you for being here. This is your host, Positive Phil with the Positive Phil Show. Are you ready to get positive? I am, and I know you are. So thank you so much for being here. We do this every single day, interviewing awesome people, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, people with pioneering spirits. Today we welcome Chad Saley. He has a pioneering spirit. The company that he founded, he's the CEO of, is socialbluebook.com. Awesome guy. Awesome guy. The company is awesome. Check it out. If you're a creator, a marketeer, check out, or whoever else, anybody, just check. If you have a Twitter or social media account, check out socialbluebook.com. Let's listen to a clip of our conversation.
As a creator, you know, we're rooting for the little guy. I mean, it boils down to that. You ever like, you know, coming out here and working in Hollywood and seeing how the machine works and how these, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's like, you know, I really am against, I have a friend named Shay Caro. He's not only a friend, but he's also an investor in Social Blue Book. He used to lay granite tops. And one day he said to me, I want to start, vlogging every day. And I thought it was crazy. I'm like, I don't know if every day they might get sick of you. It might be too much. And he did it. And then he made a multi-million dollar a year business for himself, right? And this is a good human being, somebody that comes from he has a big family and he lives in Idaho. And, you know, and it's great to see how the internet is opening up opportunity for everybody. Right. So that's what we're all about. And we don't want to see these Hollywood gatekeepers try to step back in and control all of us again and control the money. So that is to our core what Social Blue Book stands for.
That's awesome. Love this guy. I did not realize that my Ask Positive Phil, just my that one Twitter account, one tweet is worth $348. Because of the high engagement and over 100,000 followers, and Social Blue Book will put it together. So I'm sending out proposals. Let me give you a backdrop on Chad Saley. Chad started his first company out of his garage, Hieroglyphic Productions. He built that company. Then Hieroglyphic Productions was acquired by Maker Studio, where Chad served as vice president of production. And 2 years later, it was sold to Disney for $650 million. He's a great guy, and he stands in the corner of people like me, a creator, those that create online. All right, let's do this. Business motivation, that's what it's all about. Have you had your dose of motivation today? Well, let's do this. Check this out. I don't accept that I am what I am. And that is what I'm doomed to be. No, I don't accept that. I'm fighting. I'm always struggling and scraping and fighting through and kicking and clawing in on those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. Some days I win, some days I don't. But each and every day I get back up and I move forward with my fists clenched towards the battle. Towards the struggle, and I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws. So literally, without goals, you're directionless. You will be used. And people without goals get used by other people who have them. People who don't have goals work for people who do. And so you want to be someone who picks up and gets clear about what you want? Make a list, 101 goals. Whatever it takes, make the list. You have to delete all the negativity in the world and focus on the things that make you feel great. So you could focus on a relationship you have. You could focus on how much you've already learned in the past 6 or 7 days or hours or years. You could focus on the people that love you. You could focus on your ability as a human being to change your life at any moment and at any time. You have to be crazy and believe in what your goal and your passion is. Because when something is crazy, even though it's crazy, you still do it, right? Every single person is designed from infancy with special talents and abilities that if you develop them to their height, they can enable you to accomplish anything you want in life. Let's put our hands together for Chad Saley. Visit socialbluebook.com. That just pumped me up.
Blue Book, you know, I myself started off as a YouTube creator. I used to have a production company, but I wasn't happy promoting other people's shows. I wanted to have my own show. So I went to turn to YouTube, had my own show, and then I realized that a lot of these advertisers were trying to send me and my fellow creators, you know, product and not pay us to promote their product, right? And the thought was, is like, hey, I know, for instance, you just said you have like 18,000 Instagram followers. I know that you're probably worth more than a $5 product, right, to promote your product. So we started, I started talking to my other creator friends who were getting deals. And I said, hey, guys, what are you, you don't mind telling me, what are you getting paid? And they're like, here's what I'm getting paid. You shouldn't take anything less than this. So as we started to communicate and talk more, I thought, wouldn't it be cool if there was a place where any online creator could go to find out their value for doing branded integration spots. And a branded integration spot is where somebody like says, hey, I love this coconut vitamin drink, right? And you should check it out, links in the description. Well, I thought my creator friends were underselling themselves, and it turned out we were right. And Blue Book tells creators their value. So even if you're small right now, the small micro influencers, if you have from 1,000 to 100,000 followers, these guys are actually the most coveted right now because they have the highest engagement. So Social Blue Book was started out of myself and a bunch of other fellow creators who were mad about seeing our friends getting ripped off. So now there's a place where people can go and find out their values.
I sent a screenshot to my mom. Because since I started podcasting, I left corporate America for this. And, you know, I'm in Southern California and I'm trying to it feels like I'm trying to become an actor. There's so much. There are 250,000 podcasters. Sometimes it's a struggle, but I love it. It's my passion. It keeps me going. It keeps me smiling. So I just sent my mom a screenshot of my worth.
Yeah.
which is awesome. My suggested price is $348. For one tweet on my X Positive Phil. Awesome.
Wow, you must have high engagement then. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, somebody would probably say, hey, Phil, I'll give you this pair of sunglasses worth $10 if you promote it on your tweet. Well, it's like, look, no, Phil, you're worth more than that. You know, you're worth $345. If creators continue just to take products and promote it that way, then nobody will be able to do what they love for a living. You just said it. You said it, Phil. You said, I love what I do. I like what I do. Wouldn't you like to make a full-time living at it? Well, if these advertisers were shooting straight with creators on their values, right? If we compared YouTube views, which is definitely it's more powerful than a TV view, and you compared how much people on TV get paid compared to a YouTube, it is ridiculous. So an eyeball is an eyeball, right? If you watch a commercial on YouTube or if you watch a commercial on, let's say, television, right, it's the same eyeball. So we know for a fact that creators are worth more money, and it's going to continue to go that way, we feel.
You love this stuff, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love seeing guys like – I like seeing guys like you, Phil, get to do this for a living and do what you love. I mean, I would love to have my own show, and that's what drives me. I was so angry when I learned that my friends were getting ripped off by these Hollywood shysters, right? And I'm like, I'm not going to – I don't like this. I think we can fix this. So I went around to some of the biggest creators in the world, and they said, we agree with you. They threw up money, and we started Social Blue Book. And believe it or not, it's growing very fast. We have 300 creators joining us a day, registered creators. We're not scraping data. We have over 87,000 users right now, and it doesn't look like it's slowing up anytime soon. So now, you know, values came out, and the creator said, we want more tools. So we're about to drop a whole new set of tools in the coming weeks here, which allows creators to send proposals, right? Hey, now you know what you're worth. Now you need to be able to build a media kit. So you'll be able to build a media kit for yourself, Phil, with your Twitter. And then you'll be able to send a proposal using that media kit, and you'll have a secure method of payment. So if an international guy says, Phil, I want to pay you, but I'm in Pakistan. Well, you can wait until the money is in your account now before you start the deal so you don't get screwed. Right. So we're trying to create tools so creators like yourself can do what they love for a living. And that's what we're doing.
Man, my heart is beating fast and I have this big smile on my face because it shows your worth. And it feels good to know that, you know, I work at this podcast 24 hours a day, getting guests like you, you know, editing it, pushing it out, growing, marketing, while trying to manage business to bring bread to the table, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad there are creators out there like you and entrepreneurs. But let me get this straight. Chad started his first company out of his garage, Hieroglyphic Productions. And then I'm skipping a paragraph and it says, Hieroglyphic Productions was acquired by Maker Studios, where Chad served as VP of production, helping to build the company before it was sold 2 years later to Disney for $650 million.
Yeah. We really, you know, there was a great group of people. We all worked together and we got lucky. I mean, that was really, I feel like it was a lot of luck involved with that. And we were excited that it actually, I couldn't believe when it sold. I was like, what? How much? You got to be kidding me, right? So, and keep in mind, what's funny is, you know, Maker had 55,000 channels. And that took us, I think, 6 years. I forgot how many years. It was over 5 years to get it to that point. So it's exciting to see Blue Book having 87,000 users in less than 2 years. So I think what we tried to do is we tried to take what we learned from the network models, which, by the way, the multi-channel networks, that's what Maker was. And a lot of them are changing their tune. They're trying to that business model is not proven out to be very successful, and a lot of people are dropping that title. But we kind of tried to take what we learned from there and implement that into a set of tools, because you know you can't scale with manpower, right? Like manpower doesn't scale, but software and a platform does. So yeah, so we are. That's exactly what we are. Kind of like an Uber and Airbnb. We help facilitate the deals, and we get a small percentage of it, right? And we don't need a lot because we're software. So we're excited, yeah. And Hiro, right, like you said, Hiro, I started out of my garage. I worked at ABC as a network editor, and I realized, you know, what am I going to follow the herd and just continue this job for 30 years? I saw the real money to be made was the people who had their own production companies. So I started Hieroglyphic in my garage. And next thing you know, I started landing accounts with my business partners. And I was doing, you know, all of Disney's, we were doing a lot of Disney's big marketing stuff. I was working on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I did the Oscars, everything. And we grew that to one of Disney's largest vendors and bought a building across from Universal Studios on Lancashire Boulevard. And then it just went from there. But then I didn't care about making money. I realized I wanted to have my own show like you have, Phil. I wanted to make people laugh and entertain people. So when I pitched my first show idea to Comedy Central, they loved the idea, but after a year of negotiating, they wanted to own my channel and not let me be in it potentially. So I didn't like that opportunity. I didn't like that. So I heard about YouTube, started my YouTube channel. A guy named Phil DeFranco, popular YouTube, said, hey, these guys are really funny. We blew up overnight, became a top comedy channel, and got a couple hundred million views, called The Clip Critics, crazy, ridiculous, animated show. And that's how I got into the business. But I learned very quickly, you know, I didn't make any money. It wasn't about money. It was about the love of having an audience and making people laugh. So from there, I ended up meeting Danny Zappin, who was the founder of Maker, along with a ton of other great creators. And that's how I ended up selling my company, Hieroglyphic Productions, to Maker Studios. Danny liked that I had the television experience and the internet. I knew both. So we got there and we started to do our magic, and everything started to work there, which was great. And then we got lucky and it sold. But now we're on to the next thing, and that's Social Blue Book. So I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited. Man, you are definitely – are you enjoying this path?
I mean, I don't, you know what, I'll be, you know, it sounds weird, Phil, but like, I do, I like it, but it's very challenging. It's like, you know, I always have those. I just had a, not to be depressing, but I just had a dog I had for 12 years pass on Sunday, right? It was a golden retriever. And it's those questions, it, like it was a part of the family. And it's like, it's those reminders in life like that. You know, we put it down and I saw her pass, and it just was that reminder that everything here is just temporary. So why not go for it? What am I going to sit at an idle job and then die one day and think, hey, I never went for it. Right. So even though the odds are, hey, you know, the odds are slim that you're going to be that unicorn or you're going to be that thing that sells, it beats the 9-to-5 gig. If you're sitting here at your job and you're thinking, man, I'm not really happy doing what I'm doing, then, you know, you're probably an entrepreneur. Right. So, yeah, to answer your question, I definitely like the challenge, and it is very challenging.
I wish dogs would last forever. I'm crying right now. I have a little tear. I lost my dog a few months ago, and it's tough. It's sometimes I love dogs more than people.
Oh, dude, I agree with you. I even put on my tweet, dogs are better than humans, on my tweet when I tweeted the picture of her on the last, like, they like, because, you know, they don't judge, and they're always happy to see you. Like, she was the only thing that was happy at the house when I came home to see me. It's like, all right, great. You know, nobody else is coming up to me happy and wagging their tail. Like, you know, I wish. So you're right. I wish sometimes humans could be more like dogs.
Oh, I like it, man. I like you. I like what you're doing. Social Blue Book is something else. You mentioned, and I'm still thinking about it, real registered users, not scraping data. Because I see a lot of these social platforms, social influence platforms, this and that, and it's like, oh my goodness, look at all these accounts. But they're, like you said, scraping data, pushing it in, and now you can make connections to them, pay us a fee. It's like, well, register. I want the registered people.
Well, yeah, that so your audience kind of understands, like, there's a lot of other marketplace platforms out there right now. But what they do is they're scraping data. They go out there and they pull in, like, take it, you or one of your listeners, you're a Twitter follower. They'll pull your data in and say, we have him with our marketplace. Well, that's not really true. You just scrape their data. Our users register their and sign their platforms into Social Blue Book, giving us access to their API information where we get a deeper layer of info we can pull in that not everybody else can, right? So it's registered. So when we, when you find a creator you want to work with business-wise, marketing-wise, and you send them an email, that's why our response rate is so much higher than the competition, because they actually registered with Social Blue Book and they like who we are and what we stand for. That makes sense?
Yeah, it sure does. I like it. I'm definitely. Yeah. So what do you think, what's the goal for this? Just keep building.
Yeah, I mean, right now we just are going to constantly, we're going to keep building and keep building. I mean, like I said, we're going 300 a day. We're going to continue to release more and more tools that help creators. We are the business tools for creators. I think everybody's focusing on distribution, which is great. Hey, we need a new platform. We need a new platform. We need to get eyeballs. We need a platform. And nobody's focusing on the business end of it. And that's where we step in. Social Blue Book makes tools for creators, and Values is crushing it. Now the next set is crushing it, and we think the next set is going to crush it, because, you know, forget your assumptions. We talk to our users, and because of our Reg A plus, we are now owned by our users, right? The creators own us, right? And it's exciting because we're just building tools for the people who love and own us, right? And if we listen to them, we just continue to build, and I'm excited to see how big we're going to be 2 years from now.
Such a clean platform. I mean, seriously, really, really nice layout.
Yeah, I mean, and here's a scoop too. In 3 weeks, you should be seeing a, I always say that, but, you know, we're scheduled to release a whole new version of software that just looks, it looks absolutely, it looks so much better, I think. And we took the Google material design and implemented that into the new set of tools, and it looks just awesome. So give us 3 weeks. You think it looks good now? Wait till you see it in 3 weeks.
I really am looking for something. I love podcasts, and I've been on air since 2005. I had this public company called Audio Stocks, and I would interview public companies and their CEO. It was a little ahead of its time, I guess, but I was trying to create content and trying. I love it, but I think that you have to be a certain, I don't know, the Joe Rogans of the world, and I don't know, it's hard, these podcasters. Do you have anything for us, for like the podcast creators that you're thinking about?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that is something that's been requested. What platform did the pod, like, which, is there a major platform like a YouTube or something that you guys use, the podcasters? I mean, we're getting more and more requests. You know, it's funny, we just had a convention in the Musers. Do you know who Musers are?
Yes.
Musically users came up to and said, please, yes, tell us what we're worth and help us out. So we're in the process of trying to set that up too. But is there a platform, podcasters, like, is there what, like, I wonder how we would pull that API information. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that offline. But yeah, we would love to help build tools. But you can use Bluebook's new tool in 3 weeks to send a proper proposal to an advertiser with your podcast.
That's
right?
What I like. That's something else.
So you can send that out and then build a media kit and then have a secure method of payment, which we think is the most important thing. And you will be able to do that. We'll have to talk a little bit more about the value stuff. But yeah, I think you're right. Podcasters are – it's a great community.
Yeah, I love it. And the listeners are loyal. I mean, we have about 5,000 listeners. But I take this audio file, which is difficult to share. Like an audio file is not pretty. It's not like a video, right? And I will send that through social media. But it's a hosting site, and then that RSS feed hits iTunes and Google Plus, iHeartRadio, and hundreds of other digital channels through that RSS feed. And I can see statistics on my hosting site. Like, I can see how many people listened, how long they listened, very in-depth. But when it comes time to get some money for my fruit of labor and love,
it's a
little difficult sometimes, because you have to go to these mid-roll, like these big Hollywood places. Not Hollywood, but these big agencies. And, it's kind of difficult to break down the doors.
Yeah. That's what we want to eliminate. We don't want – I mean – We're agnostic, so we want to work with everybody, but we want to give guys like you the opportunity to work with advertisers directly. You know, what happens is in the business, and I know this firsthand, you get a lot of people who sit in the middle and they'll say, hey, Phil, I got you $1,000. And you're like, okay, great. What did you get paid? Don't worry about what I got paid, Phil. I got you $1,000. Well, it turns out they got $10,000. Right. So we think that, you know, you as a podcaster, Phil, should be able to talk directly to the advertiser and brand if you'd like to. Right. We shouldn't be holding back information. Transparency is key. Right. So that is part of why we built the tools we built. And I'd love to, maybe talk to you offline at a later time about podcasting and see how we can maybe bring values to you guys out there for podcasters. Because I think that's huge. And also something else, for, I know you said you had 5,000 users. Hey, everybody, I bet you a lot of your users have Twitter. Well, we didn't put, we kept the limitations very low for you to be able to sign into Bluebook because, you smaller Twitter followers, you usually have higher engagement. Instagrammers, you have high engagement, which is more valuable, right? It may not be a ton of money, but you probably are worth something. So it's good to check it out, and it'll get you pumped up to continue to make more content and bring more value to the community.
I love it. I will definitely help you set up your podcast too. You have a great voice. You're very charismatic, and I can feel passion running through this microphone. I will even help you get people to interview creators,
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, we love to talk to creators. I mean, it's funny, small creators like, oh, you're not going to want to talk to me. And we're like, yeah, and she only had 200 followers. And we spent a half hour with her on the phone. And, once again, as a creator, we're rooting for the little guy. I mean, it boils down to that. Coming out here and working in Hollywood and seeing how the machine works and how these – it's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's like, I really am against – I think I have a friend named Shay Carl. He's not only a friend, but he's also an investor in Social Blue Book. He used to lay granite tops. And one day he said to me, I want to start – I'm going to start vlogging every day. And I thought it was crazy. I'm like, I don't know if every day they might get sick of you. It might be too much. And he did it. And then he made a multi-million dollar a year business for himself, right? And this is a good human being, somebody that comes from a he has a big family and he lives in Idaho. And, you know, and it's great to see how the internet is opening up opportunity for everybody. Right. So that's what we're all about. And we don't want to see these Hollywood gatekeepers try to step back in and control all of us again and control the money. So that is to our core what Social Blue Book stands for.
That's your mission.
Yeah, our mission.
I love
yeah.
it.
So do what you love.
Yeah, you do what you love. And I'm doing this podcast. Number one, I've read every self-help book and watched every movie and seminar, Tony Robbins and all this other stuff. I have to learn it from you guys. I mean, I love this. I my heart is filled with joy. My 10-year-old little boy, the other day, he said to me, I can tell when you don't put out a podcast because I'm not as happy throughout the day.
It just, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
It gets me going.
Yeah, dude. I think that's great. Did you have positive Phil's? It should be passionate, Phil. You love what you... You love what you do, man. I mean, I think that's really cool. It's like, isn't it the high of like, you know, I know this as a creator myself. I put up a video, right, in the morning, a video that we worked for like 2 weeks on, an animation, and then just getting to read the comments and the feedback and just feeling alive. I went from like making really good money in television and doing marketing stuff for other people's shows and feeling miserable and gaining weight to like making no money and having my own show, but getting millions of views and feeling alive
yes.
for the first time ever. You know what I mean? And my wife, everybody thought, why are you doing this YouTube, these stupid cat videos I got made fun of? And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel there's something here. I feel this is the future. And of course, we sold the maker. Everyone's like, hey, Chad, what are you doing now? Everyone went from like making fun of me to like kissing ass, which is just funny. I mean, so, but like, who cares about, once again, I know you need money to survive. And that's why we want, that's why we started Social Blue Book, giving you the tools as a small creator to like do what you love, right? To make the money. Do, instead of growing our corporation, Phil, wouldn't it be cool if we helped you grow your corporation? Like the positive Phil, let's grow your corporation. And that's kind of the way we look at things, right? You're the CEO of your corporation and you need these tools and we're going to help you, right? So I think, you know, a lot of the competition has it wrong. Oh, the advertisers are important because they have the money. Yes, money is important, but if you're not doing what you love for why, what's your why? A great book by Simon Sinek called Start With Why. Have you read that? Have you ever seen that, Phil?
No.
Okay. His point is that, you know, once again, back to my dog dying, right? Back to my, you know, my father passed like 5 years ago. And I remember like, you know, he told me, I was like, Dad, you know, I was hospice. And he was like, Dad, what would you have done differently? And he said, I would have taken more gambles. I would have went for things I wanted to do versus doing things for money. And boy, did that resonate with me. I'm just like, wow. You know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners out there, a lot of us, we just get, I did, man. I got caught up in making money. And then you buy all the toys and you buy the houses, and you buy all that shit. And you're still not happy. I actually did a vlog on it on my YouTube channel called Chadisms like 7 years ago when I sold my big house and I bought a tiny house so I could have my freedom back so I could do what I love, man.
Yes.
So I'm with you, man. Phil, I think that you are right on when you say, hey, you love doing the podcasting. You get pumped when you do it. I understand, man. I can relate. You're a creator, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I love it. My buddy, Entrepreneur on Fire, John, he does about 200 grand a month. And all I need is enough to pay my son's soccer fees. and that's what I'm looking for. Like, so when I saw your company and a guest for this show and I read through your bio and I went to Social Blue Book, I didn't sign up for it until today. I don't know why I didn't. And then I started seeing my value and I'm thinking, man, this could be a great tool just to pay the $300 soccer. I don't need a lot, like, you know, the money to bring the food, to put the food on the table. But what am I doing to feed my heart, my soul, you know?
Right. You got to have a why. Why are you doing what you do in life? I mean, you got to love it, or why are you doing it, man? You only have like, what is it, 80 years on this big rock that goes around the sun. You only have 80 revolutions, so you better start doing what you like, or you're going to just be really upset later on. I know people are scared. Well, I need to make money, and I need – okay, if that's what drives you money, then – and then do your thing. But, like, hopefully if you do what you love, then you don't ever work a day in your life, right? You're doing what you love. But I know it's hard to get there, and we are hoping with our tools we can help you get there faster as a creator.
I like it, Chad. I like you. Difficult times don't last forever, but when it's good, like when life is good and everything's great and you're making this and everything's happy and then the dog dies, problems happen. Sometimes tomorrow doesn't seem to offer any solutions. I often ask myself, why me? Why me? Why is this happening to me? How do you stay positive when this world is kind of negative? Do you have any suggestions on what perhaps you do to kind of focus back on, hey, there's some happiness around me?
You know, I know this sounds cheesy and corny and obvious, but, like, you know, I work out. I went through a heavy overweight phase where I was eating a lot of food and I gained over, like, you know, 50 pounds and I was heavy and fat and I just found myself utterly depressed and it was like a spiral of negativity, right? It was just causing me to – so then I said, you know what, I need to change my physical – you know, I got to change myself before I can, like, you know, change others, right? So I started to work on me. I started exercising. I started – and that wasn't easy, man. It sucks. And I see a lot of people that don't want to do it too. But if you really want to try to change yourself, you should try to exercise, because once you feel better mentally, that positive energy is cast out and it attracts people. Negative, you know, people can read like the loser dusts, like if, you know, like somebody's negative and, you know, like they don't like that, that pushes people away. But when you're positive, it attracts people. And to answer your question, man, I feel like exercise is a huge part of how I stay focused, especially when I'm down. You know, you start to pant from running or you start to do over and it makes you realize, okay, I'm human. I'm going to die someday. I need to just not worry about this, not get so worried about this bullshit, right? I'm sorry if I can't say that, but you can't, you can't get yourself over worried about, you know, like things like certain things like money or bills and stuff. You just got to stay focused and stay the game. So that's what I do. I do exercise. I know it's so obvious, but
it's perfect. Big one. I mean, exercise, yeah. It is. Find an exercise you love. There's one cardio thing that I love to do, and it has something to do with water, and it's not swimming, but I paddle, like, you know, I tread water at the community pool. I put the music on. I'll put my lemonade right there, and I'll sit there for 2 hours and just tread water because I love it. So I think it's important to find something you love. Go for a walk. Go for a hike. Do something, but your body will become stone if you just sit around. I mean, we're always in front of the computer. As creators, right. As anybody, the bank teller, this lady, this person – this is our lives right now in front of the computer, and we're sitting too much.
I agree with that, man. Everybody is sitting. Like, I guess it's probably the evolution of the human, like, you know, dinosaur. Well, I don't want to get religious people upset, but, you know, with the evolution of, like, going from, you know, whatever. Just, I think it's an evolution. I think someday the computers will take over, and we're slowly becoming computers. It's funny how, like, I think Thomas Edison said that, you know, the body is just a vehicle to get the brain around, to get the mind around. Well, think about it. Now the mind is transferring ideas and thoughts and communicating like you and I are right now on a computer, right? So we are slowly becoming, you know, hey, we're not going to need to walk as much. We're not going to need cars as much because we're all communicating through these computers. So, yeah, it is – it's kind of a strange time. I know it's hard to see right now, but, you know, give it a – you know, can you imagine 1,000 years from now? Can you imagine 100 years? Can you, Michael, think about how we've evolved? I remember when there weren't cell phones. I mean, that's sucks, but, like, I don't know how old you are, but, I mean, I remember when the internet didn't exist. I mean, it's crazy to think about that.
I drove out here in a truck by myself, well, with a friend from Wisconsin in 97. I was 20, and I didn't have a cell phone. I was running payphone to payphone.
I remember payphones. I mean, isn't that crazy? You remember payphones? I remember that stuff. Yeah, so it's it's crazy to see the leaps that are happening right now, like in technology, and just to think about where it's going. It's just it's kind of mind-boggling. It's just like, wow. I mean, we have Social Blue Book. We don't have a lot of people, but the people we do have are working all over the world. I mean, all over the country, right? We have people in Florida. We have people like Argentina. We have people in I mean, they're just everywhere, right? And they don't need to be in the office thanks to the internet. So and like you and I right now, you're in San Diego. I'm in L.A., and we're doing a podcast. It's awesome.
And I have awesome my shorts time. On and no shoes.
And I'm naked. And I'm naked.
Yes. Chad, you're awesome. Check out socialbluebook.com. I will definitely be your cheerleader over here, man. And let's definitely hook up. We'll do another podcast in the future. Man, just keep going. Keep finding what's important to you. And
yep.
Keep moving forward. Hardcore.
Totally appreciate it. Phil, thank you so much for having us.
Give me a hug on the microphone. You're a good guy.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Big hug. Big hug.
Take it easy, Chad. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.